You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
Ending. Can you feel that? The heart of God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I can feel something. I can feel something holy coming into the room. I can feel something coming down tonight. I'm caught. I don't know about you, but I'm caught right now. I'm caught in my heart. Just a moment right here in the presence of God. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. There's a weeping in the room right now. There's a crying out. Something's happening in the room right now. Lord's pouring it out. Take it. Take it. It's an outpouring of His Spirit right now. Something's happening in the atmosphere. Lord, let it be angels, cherubim, seraphim, angels, messengers of fire and power and healing released, bringing the very throne of God, bringing the very throne, very Shekinah glory. We can have the Shekinah. We can have the Kabod. We can have the weighty, holy glory of God. Somebody hunger with me tonight. Tonight in your living room, something's happening right now. Something's breaking open. There's a realm of presence of God coming like mighty showers right now. It's like standing under a waterfall of anointing on this platform. Oh God, it's like being under an open heaven, and you get this freely free access, and the presence of God is pouring out like a mighty flood. Lord, all over this place tonight, may that glory come down in the balconies, all over this place, in every living room, in every nation watching right now, that glory poured out. Jesus, 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 ask Him tonight. Come on, ask Him tonight to come. Just like He promised, like Pentecost. Will you come again like Pentecost? Will you come again like Azusa Street? Will you come again like Great Awakening? Will you come again like a revival fire? Will you come again, mighty rushing wind? Will you come again? Will you come again? Come on, pour it out. Ask Him tonight. Glory! He's sing it with us. Open up the heavens, God. Open them over your people. Sing it tonight.
Open up the heavens over your people. Open up the heavens over your people.
Come on, there's something here. There's something here. Sing it.
Open up the heavens
over your people. Come on, just those two words.
Open up the heavens over your people.
Come on.
Open up the heavens over your people. Everybody sing that out together. Open up the heavens over your people.
They're open, God. They're opening the windows, the doors of heaven. How many are here tonight for the first time? Wave at me. First time tonight. First time tonight. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. People are hungry and thirsty, showing up in Durban, South Africa. And I'm telling you, we've made a decision that tonight is just the beginning. We're digging in with the United Front, and we're going another week. We're going to the end of April. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all week. You can get a plane ticket and come get under the cloud. You can come from all over South Africa and get under the cloud. Listen, tonight, I believe something of another level in the presence and glory of God has been laid. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Wow. Wow. Jesus! No turning back, moving forward. Hallelujah. Wow. Welcome tonight to a mighty outpouring of the honey presence. You can be seated. 214 nations all over the world watching tonight live on God Television. We welcome you to this outpouring of the Holy Ghost that's just getting started. And yes, you can make your plans to be here this weekend, all next week. And we're staying until the cloud moves. We're following the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. We've got people flying in now from Australia, from England, from Canada, from America, and people coming from many countries in Africa, and we're just getting started. How many people are here tonight from another nation outside of South Africa? Could you wave down? Where are you guys all from? It's in Namibia, isn't it? Am I saying it right? We have Norway in the house tonight. We have Finland in the house tonight. We have Australia in the house tonight. We have England in the house tonight. We've even got Canada in the house tonight. Anywhere else tonight visiting for the first time from another nation? Well, give us a shout out tonight if you're here from another nation that I haven't called out already. Where?
Germany
in the house tonight. They're coming from Korea. I'm getting messages every day. How long are you going to go in Durban? Are you going to go another week? Because we want to come and get under the cloud. Yes, we are here. Come and get some. Come and get some what? Come and get some honey. Come and get some wine and milk. Come and get some Jesus. Come and get some glory. You know, it's more than just come and get some miracle signs and wonders. You know, miracles, Jesus brought healing. There were many reasons, you know, God would heal people. In fact, I did a message one time, 30 reasons why God will heal you. I came up with 30 reasons why you can expect to be healed. I could give you 30 reasons why miracles happen. And then I did a message, 30 reasons why miracles do not happen. And then I said, God, you know what's enough for me? The love of God. The goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God is enough for me why miracles happen today. But another reason miracles happen, I believe some of the miracles that have been happening in these very meetings, it's because when Jesus brought healing to the sick, the Bible says great multitudes came to hear the word and be healed. Miracles bring multitudes. And then they're introduced to Jesus, the Savior. I'm telling you, we need the power of God demonstrated in the church in South Africa and around the world. Not just the kingdom of God talking, but the kingdom of God power. We need to come in a demonstration of the Holy Ghost in power. And it's not just about miracles, but why wouldn't it be enough that everybody could be healed because it's the love of God? How about everybody can be healed because in the same way that he suffered on the cross for my sin and shed his blood, he paid the price for my sickness. He forgives all my sin and he heals all my diseases. Why that can't that be enough of a reason why God will meet people even tonight and touch them and heal them and in every service? But we're not just here for that. I wouldn't be just having another meeting. Listen, if it's about meetings and crowds, I've had crowds 10,000 up to 125,000 people. Crusades the last 3 years in Haiti. If I wanted crowds and stadiums, we could go anywhere in the world and just have meetings. And people get saved and healed and delivered by the thousands. But what makes revival, what makes an outpouring different, is when the sovereign grace and the sovereign presence, there's something in the atmosphere, and I just know it because I've tasted it before on only a handful of occasions. I've tasted it before, and it's wrecked me. I said, God, everything gets put to the side when you start moving. Whether it's 100 people, 3,000 people, 30,000 people. I said, when it's an outpouring of the presence of God and it produces fruit in me, it makes me hungry for Jesus. It makes me hungry for the Word of God. All I want to do when I get up in the morning, first thing that happens when I open my eyes is come, Holy Spirit. And all day, I said, I've been in prayer at times 3, 4, 5 hours a day. And I said, God, I don't want it to stop. But there's something about when you get touched by the glory that makes you hungry. And no matter how much you eat, you get hungrier. And no matter how much you drink, you get thirstier. That's what happens when you eat and drink the kingdom. And that's what's happening in these meetings. There's an awakening and a stirring, and not just in the building. Hallelujah. People watching from all over the world, they are now plugging in their living rooms to be an overflow of revival. More than 1,200 living rooms right now that have turned their houses, 20 people, 30 people in their house, bringing unbelievers into their houses all over the world that are tapped into this revival, and they're getting saved. And we're getting testimonies every day of a harvest of souls even greater than the harvest that's been happening every night at this altar. I said, God, I had a word that this year would be the beginning of the harvest at the end of the age, the harvest that would never end. And I said, God, we want to pray, give us another million souls. Say it, God, give us another million souls. It took us 7 years, hundreds of crusades around the world to see 1,400, I don't remember all the numbers, come forward. Over 1,004,863 decisions of people coming to altars for salvation. 7 years. But the Lord promised there would be an acceleration and we would see a million souls in a year. But even greater than that, we're going to a level of a million souls a meeting. And I believe with this partnership that we have, because the world is hungry, God Television is hungry for revival, we can reach potential 755 million homes a night right now, live with the gospel. That's the only way you're going to see a billion souls come into the kingdom. It's going to be with media. And you know, they did the math. Listen to this. Over 20 years, if every home started to get souls, I don't know how many the numbers were, over 1,200 or some 1,500, I don't remember how many. I wished I knew. Would you tell me how many homes it's going to take in 20 years to get a billion souls for Christ? Rory, somebody on your team. How many homes? How many? I'll get the numbers tomorrow night. How many of you want to hear how many homes it's going to take to reach a billion soul harvest? Oh, you're not excited about that? Hold on a minute. I just said a billion soul harvest. Okay. I don't know if you heard me, but the greatest miracle is salvation. Who wants to see a, I said, God, give me a million. How many of you would love to see God bring a revival, an awakening that wasn't about one place, one man, one woman, one ministry, but it happened around the world globally at the same time, and it resulted in 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom. It's called the harvest at the end of the age. I don't know about you, but we're going to do our part. God Television is doing their part. And something has begun in this place, I believe, a fire that will never end. A fire that will never end. Because I don't know about you, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to keep burning. Going to keep burning for Jesus. People coming into these meetings every night.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Hindus, Muslims, Christians, black, white, Indian. I mean, there's something happening. Pastor, you said it was the first time in like 20 years you've seen so many white people in your church and people coming together to worship. I'm telling you, we've got the ministerial, we've got the fraternal churches backing what's happening. There's a united front coming and the devil can't touch it. I said, that's a testimony in South Africa with all the division in this nation, all the racism in this nation, and all the deep wounds in South Africa, to have everybody coming together, black, white, Indian, colored, Christian, Muslim, Hindu. This is awesome. This is unlike any other meeting I've been a part of that we could have in America or anywhere else. This is different. And somehow God's got to reach each person here tonight. Because everybody has a different need. Everybody's here for a different reason. There's people in this meeting, you know what you want? Fire and impartation. God, I want to carry the torch of revival. There's people in here. Oh, there they are. There they are. Oh, there they are. You can come and get the fire too. But I'm saying this. There's other people, the reason you're here and the only reason is because you need a miracle. You need a healing in your body. And then there's others. You just love to pray and worship. You just love to sing and get in the presence of the King. And that's all you care. I'm telling you, every background, businessman, businesswoman, churches, ministries, denominations, we want to see God break down every wall that divides. Oh, Shakabata, Shabarabata. I know two things tonight. Listen to me. Forget about the rain. Forget about the weather. I'm telling you two things tonight. It's going to rain in the Holy Ghost in this building. And I know it's going to get good. In fact, I could give you a new word tonight. It's going to get gooder. Okay, that's the Todd Bentley dictionary, the gooder. It's going to get gooder. Say, it's going to get gooder. Translation, better, glory to glory, higher. We haven't got to the peak yet. The tsunami's still coming. Don't give up. Don't let up. Don't shut up. Let's go after it. Hallelujah. In fact, I said, Pastor, give me another 10 buses. In fact, I could have 20 buses. How many people would love to have buses that could go into the furthest townships and bring in the sick? I put out a challenge. I said, let's get as many buses as we can and bring in people that can't get here. If transportation's the problem, buses, hallelujah, are the solution. And I said, you know, let's get a bus all blind people. Let's get a bus all deaf people. Let's get a bus all crippled people. In fact, one time I told my friends in India to get a bus and get me a few lepers to pray for. I didn't think they really heard me. Until they brought a leper colony, 60 lepers on a bus, and they drove them into the meeting. I said, God, 125,000 people didn't want to come near the 60 lepers. And they said, we brought you a bus. And I said, really? They said, yeah, it's full of lepers, but nobody's going to touch them. What do you want us to do with them? They're unclean. They're the lowest caste system in India. We brought them down from the mountains. I said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to pray for them. My team's going to pray for them. We're going to jump down there, and we're going to love them. We jumped down into the crowd, and they shrunk back because most of them had never felt the human touch or affection of another human being that did not have leprosy. And once we got down there, and it took about 10 minutes, and we just started releasing love and life, they started weeping. Pretty soon, my team was holding them, hugging them, had their hands on their leprous skin, praying that Jesus would restore their bodies. Every single one of them gave their life to Jesus that night because they felt the love, the presence, the mercy, the goodness of God. That was the last time I said, bring me the buses. Last time I said, bring me the bus. And in India, maybe you're watching us. I know 68 million homes in India. I think we should take the fire here and see it in India. It's going from here to India. India, get ready. We're going to have a move of God. When I was in India, I said, I need buses. 4,000 buses we mobilized. 4,000 buses. Could you imagine, Pastor, managing 4,000 buses? Bringing the sick in every night until the crowds grew. We had over 405,000 decisions for Christ. Almost 500,000 soul harvest in 6 days. Who's ready to pay for a bus? Anybody excited about buses? Anybody excited about sowing into revival? Anybody excited about missions, revival, and evangelism? Come on, there's something happening in this place that we can get behind tonight. And not just our friends in Africa, but now some of our internationals that are coming into this place ready to help us bless what God is doing in Africa. That's right. That's the usher's cue to come forward. Because in a few moments, I'm going to receive the offering tonight. I was going to do this later, but I feel the anointing now. We're talking about the harvest. We're talking about the billion soul harvest at the end of the age. We're talking about soul winning. We're talking about reaching the poorest of the poor with buses. We're talking about reaching the world with the gospel every night on television. If you're watching God TV tonight, that's you. God TV friends, partners, angels. Maybe you're watching tonight God TV on the internet. The reason you're watching is because Great Awakening Healing Revival South Africa. And you don't even know why you're watching. Hallelujah. But you're in the right place to have a touch. There's going to be a wave of a release of the power of God. I told you two things. I know two things are going to happen tonight. I don't know how they're going to happen, but I know two things are going to happen. Something about the courts of heaven being opened and justice of heaven, the justice of God being released tonight in situations that have to do with money, inheritances, family, land, buildings, property. I mean, there's something about God restoring all that's been lost and stolen and giving back to you what's been delayed and tied up in the spirit realm. I saw a release. We are prophesying about lands, and we're prophesying about houses. We're prophesying about financial breakthrough. And I said, Lord, there's something tonight about God turning the tables, the scales of justice being turned in your favor tonight. I know that's the anointing here. And I know the second anointing that's coming tonight is we are going to break all the power of the enemy, pull down strongholds, and see a release of deliverance, not just healing, but deliverance. And it doesn't matter where you're watching, it's going to come into your living room. We're going to receive an offering in just a moment, and we're going to ask you to pray. Can I ask you right now if you would sow into revival? Would you help us tonight? God's blessed you, and I want you to pray about it. God, how can I sow? How can I be a part of what you're doing? How much is the bus? I don't know how much a bus is, but we could probably get a bus for about $100. How many rand would that be? How many rand would that be? 1,000 rand? Would 1,000 rand get me a bus? 2,000 rand? Two buses. 1,000 rand, two buses. Come on, let's break it down here. 1,000 rand would get me how many buses? Two buses. Say 1,000 rand, two buses. Somebody, come on. 1,000. Who's in? Who's in for 10 buses? Who's in for 20? Let's break it down. Let's pray about it tonight. Because every bus that you bring are souls. Our friends and partners watching tonight, you're saying, you know what, Todd, I'm in for a bus. I'm in for two buses. I'm in for five buses. I'm in for 10 buses. I'll put $50,000 in buses. I'll put $100,000 in buses. I'll put $10,000 in buses. Whatever it is you're watching tonight, the information's on your screen. You can be a part of the offering that's happening in the building tonight. Pick up your telephone and call the number. You can give GodTV.com. All the information is on the website. Would you join with us all over the world if you're excited about what Jesus is beginning to do in this place and you love revival, would you sow a seed? Believe God for a breakthrough. Believe God for an impartation all over this room. Take your offering in your hand tonight. We're about to receive an offering. Can you do that? Let's just take your offering in your hand tonight and say, God, multiply this seed to reach many souls. Let this seed in my hand reach many souls with the gospel.
Fantastic what's happening here, Fergus. And as the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, do something. As he leads you, why don't you get involved with what God is doing here? Fan the
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
The flame of the revival fiver by sowing a seed, a revival seed.
And as they are raising an offering to bring souls into this meeting,
yes,
physically bring them into this meeting by bus, we're asking you that you would help support us as we bring souls into living rooms, as we bring souls into TVs, so that literally home after home and potentially 755 million people, yes, can see this program tonight.
Fergus, this is our bus.
Exactly,
we're
taking, right,
we're actually bringing this into your home. So this is the bus.
So you can, if you've actually not already done so,
yes,
please call the number on your screen. These broadcasts are cheap by world terms, but expensive, and we're committing for yet another 10 days. So
come
we're
on,
asking for
on
your support.
Yes.
We're asking you to go online to go.tv.
Yes.
We're asking you to call the number on your screen and help us meet the budget that we have to be that bus to bring into people's homes.
Okay, fantastic. Also, thank you to everybody that has already committed something. That is fantastic. We receive it in Jesus' name. That is really, really nice. Also, I need to mention this. I've got here Angie. Hold that one for me. Angie, thank you for letting us know that your whole cell group is getting together tonight to watch this in East London. That's fantastic.
Praise God.
Then also, listen to this one. Wow, wow, wow. I'm just so blessed and thankful for what Almighty God is doing here in my country, here in South Africa. Thank you, Jesus. I watch Lakeland and the Bay Revivals, and said to the Lord, it is so far as I desperately wanted to be there, but now it is right here on my doorstep here in South Africa. Listen, take a bus, take a plane, take a train, take a combi, and come to the revival taking place here on my doorstep. Amen. It says, God bless and prosper God TV in this endeavor to continue taking this awakening revival to the nations. All glory to Abba. That's fantastic. Eh? So, guys,
back to Todd.
Let's return to Todd.
Because I believe when you're generous with the anointing, God, he who refreshes others, will he himself be refreshed. I pray for 1,000. Guess what I get back? 1,000-fold Holy Ghost anointing touching me. I pray for 10,000 people. Guess what I get back? God, he who refreshes others, will he himself be refreshed. I brought refreshing to 10,000 people. Hallelujah. Where's mine? Who's got a generous soul tonight? Amen. We're going to receive the offering, worship the Lord with our giving. And when I come back, I'm going to release this word that I have from heaven. And things are going to begin to happen tonight. Miracles, deliverance, signs and wonders. It's going to happen in your home too. Let's just sing.
TV from Northern China.
Fantastic.
We have an email from Luxembourg that the presence of God is filling their homes. We have pastors that are being encouraged. So as you sow seed into this offering, it is literally touching the nations. What have you got there, Marcel?
I've got here Pastor Charles, who says, you know what, it's important that we cover this in prayer. Cover the team in prayer, cover everybody in prayer. So guys, wherever you are, come join us as we pray for Todd, as we pray for the team here, as we pray for God TV, the whole technical team and the production guys, everybody.
Man.
I mean, there's so many things happening here. It's just unbelievable. Thank you for your prayer.
How about this for a testimony from the United Arab Emirates? During the revivals, had the same message, but I did not act. This is 5 years ago at the Lakeland Revival. to raise 1 million people to pray for Todd Bentley and his family. That's why, actually, Wendy has a fresh prophetic word, which we're launching on our website tonight. I've seen it just an hour ago there. Make sure you go on to God.tv and sign up to be an intercessor. Sign up to cover this whole revival with prayer.
Yes, also, there are call centers around the world standing by to take your call. You'll see a number on the screen. Phone that number. Get your prayer request through. Get your pledge in that the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. Get involved.
You know, this is really hard to stand here and speak.
I think we need to move and join them in worship.
Let's stand and praise God. Stand in your home as we worship the Lord together. Cameraman, over back to see the worship of God.
It's how great it is, our God. Sing with me, how great it is, our God. And don't sing, how great. It's how great it is, our God. His name above all names. His name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great. Sing with me, how great it is, our God. And all we sing, how great it is, our God.
One more time, one more time, one more time.
How great,
how great,
how great,
how great.
Sing with me,
how great. Want to hear how great he is tonight? I got testimonies coming in from around the world about his greatness. Amazing testimonies of people that aren't even in this building that are watching and receiving miracles, giving their life to Jesus. I believe that same anointing that's touching people around the world can happen in this very room tonight. In fact, I want you to believe God to duplicate the miracle again. And what does that mean? If you hear a testimony about a healing and you're saying, that's what I need, if God will do it for one, God will do it for you. So many testimonies. Look at this one. Cancer in my blood healed. Hallelujah. During the healing revival, I prayed for my boyfriend. The cancer was back in his throat. They said the cancer was now in his blood. He went back to the doctor after prayer, watching the revival. And now the doctors have said, this is a medically verified miracle. The doctors have said the blood cancer is gone. Look at this, skin disease healed after 25 years. All of the wounds, all of the acne, all of the marks on my body that did not heal properly, all the infections are gone. After 25 years, my skin has closed over. That's God's greatness. Hallelujah. So many testimonies. Severe pain and vomiting gone. I feel fresh and healthy watching on God TV. Another one healed over a telephone, over a cell phone. Somebody called an elderly gentleman, placed the telephone next to the TV speakers. He listened to the word. He wasn't feeling well, laying in his bed, hearing Todd preach. He felt a heat go through his body, and he leapt out of his bed, totally healed. Come on, leapt out of his bed. He even had a nerve in his ankle, totally healed. Another testimony, spinal degeneration gone. That's right, give it up for Jesus. Chronic sinuses healed. My nose has opened. My issue of blood has healed. Hallelujah. Somebody watching in India.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Had an issue of blood, said they were healed watching in India. Here's one here. Oh man, this is good. I like this. A cyst, like a growth, a cyst in the eye gone. I had a cyst in my right eye, but when I touched the TV and claimed my healing in the name of Jesus, I woke up and the cyst was gone from my eye. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. Now somebody got a vision for buses without us. I'm bringing a bus full of young people on Friday night. We are bringing them from the high school to the revival. Oh, wait a minute. Tomorrow night, Friday night, you have no idea. Every Friday night in this place, we have an impartation service, healing service. And I lay hands on every person in the building, and we anoint everybody in the building with oil. I mean, tomorrow night won't be full to capacity, and we'll lay hands on every person and anoint every person with oil. I mean, it's going to be an impartation service. Every Friday night, we're telling people all over the world, you be here for a Friday, get ready. It even happens on a Wednesday. But I know tomorrow night, I have 5,000 aprons and prayer cloths that we're anointing with oil and praying, and we're going to give one of these prayer cloths tomorrow night in the anointing service to every person in the building that you will be able to bring to somebody you know that needs a miracle, healing, impartation, deliverance. Send it to them in the mail. Doesn't matter where they are in the world. We're going to have 5,000 of these shakabakata. Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, aprons and prayer cloths. Oh, hold on. The people watching on television, you want a prayer cloth too. This Tuesday, when Wendy Alec joins us with Rory here in the revival, we're going to have Rory and Wendy here, God TV, on Tuesday. We are going to make available 10,000 of these prayer cloths for anybody watching anywhere in the world. But for tomorrow night, Friday night, these are for you inside this building. We're going to get started. It's going to get hot in here. I had to say that. How many of you are excited about churches plugging into what's happening? I mean, churches, hallelujah. We got churches right now watching Len Asia. Is that South Africa? Len Asia has an overflow in their church. Help me, Jesus, with these names. We have churches right now, Rhema Faith Church in the United Kingdom, Wolfhampton. Rory, Wolfhampton, UK, has an overflow. You're watching in the UK. How about my good friends in Dudley? Can we give my friends in Dudley, just outside of Birmingham, United Kingdom, England, can we give them a mighty shout? They've been having up to 500 people a night. 500 people in overflow. And the last time they had an overflow in Dudley, A blind person got healed when blind people were getting healed in here. It happened all the way in England too. And now we got them in Dudley. Now we got them in Wolverhampton. Now we got them in Lynn Asia, South Africa. Now we got another AFM church watching. You got to love AFM. John G. Lake churches. We're in a John G. Lake church. AFM Pretoria watching. Hallelujah. Revival Fires is the church in Dudley. Trevor Baker, get ready for another wave. And now we have watching too. United, hold on. Ignited Church, where the revival began in Lakeland, Florida, is plugged in to Great Awakening Healing Revival, South Africa. Lord, open the wells in Lakeland. Stir up the wells in Lakeland. Restore an outpouring in Lakeland, Florida. Lord, in Jesus' name. I could hardly believe it. Stephen Strader sent me a letter and he said, Todd, our chapel, we want to plug into the overflow in Lakeland, Florida. Why? Because we believe God is opening up the wells again. So many nations tuning in from all over the world. I'm telling you, if you have a testimony, I want to hear about how God touches you, heals you tonight. God touched you, healed you last night. Something's going to happen to you. If you're watching somewhere in the world and we didn't call out your church, send us a testimony, awakening@god.tv. Tell us you're watching. Tell us where you're watching from. Tell us the name of your church, what country you're in. We're going to give you a shout out in revival. But how many of you would like to see those 1,200 homes that are living rooms of overflow become 2,400 homes, overflow of revival? Come on, you can register your living room at god.tv and be a part of what's happening. But I got to bring you to this word I have. Turn with me, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Daniel chapter 7. Turn to Daniel chapter 7. We're going to come back to ministry and worship, the miracle service tonight. Listen, tonight is going to be deliverance and healing. It could be the greatest night of miracles. I say that every service, but when you start casting out demons, get ready in your living room. We're going to cast out demons. And all I know is this. Part of the anointing tonight is going to get people delivered, healed, that have mental illness. I saw an anointing coming that people would come into their right mind. I saw bipolar, schizophrenia. I saw all kinds of conditions with memory where people couldn't remember anymore, on Alzheimer's. I saw all kinds of learning disabilities, autism, dyslexia, attention deficit disorder. I mean, your kids, if you're watching me in your living room, you're watching in the room tonight, I'm telling you right now, there's something about when the power of God comes tonight, even people with conditions in their mind, voices in your mind, torment in the night, are going to get set free. There's going to be a release of the power of God to set people free from mental illness and sickness. And we're going to cast out demons. And when we do, people are going to get healed of all kinds of sickness tonight, all kinds of diseases, because we're going to do something. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to expose the work of the devil. Some of you are like, what's the devil? Get ready. The devil knows who he is. And he knows he's defeated. And you might be in this meeting and the very reason you're sick and you didn't know it, it could be a spirit of infirmity and affliction. And there's something always that happens in our meetings when I start preaching about deliverance, when I start casting out demons, there is a realm of miracles that always comes and happens. Get ready. That means people watching. Doesn't matter where you're watching tonight, when that anointing shows up, you're going to get set free, delivered of addictions in your home. You're going to get set free, delivered bipolar, schizophrenia, mental illness. Things are going to happen in your mind. There's going to be a great anointing, spirit of infirmity, affliction, sickness, disease, death, poverty, and oppression going to be defeated tonight in Jesus' name. Every single day, every single service, day by day, I get the download from heaven. What's the anointing today, Lord? What's the anointing today? What's the anointing tomorrow? What's the anointing on Monday? What's the anointing Monday? My wife had a word about Monday night. I got to tell people every night this week, because Monday night, something I've never done in 17 years of preaching, I'm going to have a miracle healing service for children. That means if you can't get here with your kids, you can't get here with your grandkids, you bring me a stuffy, a blanket, a teddy bear, a toy, anything connected to that child, and we're going to pray for miracles, children that need it.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Healing, diabetes, learning disabilities, all kind. I mean, if it's affecting your son, your daughter, your grandson, your grand, and God will heal you too. It doesn't matter how old you are, but we're really going to have something special, because Jessa, you had a vision, a dream. You were in an overflow room and it was children. It was overflow. Revival was being poured out on children, and you saw great, notable, remarkable miracles coming. Deaf children, blind children, whatever it is that your children suffer with, we're believing God. I mean, if they don't have to be 10 or 20, they could be 30 or 40. Hallelujah. But there's something about that anointing that's coming on Monday. We're telling people now, you're not going to want to miss it. But turn in your Bible to Daniel 7. Turn in your Bible to Daniel 7. I told you there were two things that were going to happen tonight. I didn't get to preach last night. The power of God came, and it was 10:15. And I thought, wow, 2 hours. We just had people getting healed. I remember one woman that was here last night, totally deaf. We prayed for her. She got healed. And right after that, a woman totally blind in one eye got healed. If you were here last night, you saw that. We prayed for a couple of people that started to walk, got out of their wheelchair. I said, God, we're going to get to where 2-3 people get out of wheelchairs in one night, until we get 10 people out of wheelchairs in one night, until we get 20 people out of wheelchairs. We had a meeting in Lakeland, Florida. One time, the power of God got to the level where we had 35 empty wheelchairs in one service. So far, we've had 3 in one meeting. I said, God, we got to get to 50. Hallelujah. That means I need a bus for wheelchairs. Hallelujah. Power and authority moving tonight, boys. I told you I had 2 things. You're watching tonight. I've got a word for you. Ha, ha, ha. It's in Daniel chapter 7. How many of you have a Bible? You don't have a Bible, that's okay. You can hear the word tonight. Ooh, the power of God is getting ready to go. Boom! Dunamis, dynamo, dynamite, TNT, explosive, Pentecostal, Kratos, exousia, power tonight. By the way, those are just some of the Greek words for power, if you didn't know. How many of you would like to have God's power show up like dynamo, dynamite, explosive, TNT? Sometimes you can't help yourself. You get into meetings, the power of God starts moving, stuff starts shaking. God, shake the building with the Holy Ghost. Shake the homes. I was going to say, oh, my God. I don't know what I was going to say. I'm half drunk and shakabakata. Shabalabata. I'm having Pentecost. I don't know about you. I'm getting Pentecost. I'm full gospel tonight. Every once in a while, God likes to mess around with religious spirits. Political spirits are even worse. Territorial. God, bind every political, territorial, religious spirit that's an enemy of revival. We say it has no power in Jesus' name. And we break the power of witchcraft. And we say no. I'm stirring things up tonight. Stirring things up tonight. Things are getting stirred up. Things are going to get stirred up in your house. Get ready. How many of you are ready for this word? Are you ready? It's going to bring breakthrough. I've got a word from heaven about a release of breakthrough coming tonight. I'm telling you, you're going to see it show up in your family, your business, your church, your ministry. You're going to see it show up in your body. But here's the promise. It's about the courts of heaven. Hallelujah. Heavenly courts being opened tonight. I told you the word of the Lord was about justice. Get ready for the scales of justice for things to be turned in your favor, where situations that have been against you, like a demonic opposition, hindrance, and resistance, are going to be overturned against you, your church, your ministry, and you're going to see great breakthrough. Say breakthrough. I'm ready for the anointing that brings breakthrough. I'm ready for the anointing that breaks every yoke and removes every bondage. I'm ready for the anointing, the atmosphere, the spirit that brings breakthrough coming on this place tonight, God, that it's like angels, a mighty wind blowing in the tops of the mulberry trees tonight. We call it breaker, and it's here tonight, because in Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, as Daniel has his vision, he describes a courtroom scene in heaven. He says, I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was as white as snow, the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame. A fire streamed before him. There came forth before him 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him. The courts were seated and the books were opened. Sounds like a heavenly court scene. And the Ancient of Days is on the throne. And the one that is holy, just, and true is the judge. And this isn't just some judgment at the end of the days. I'm not just talking about the book of life. I know the books will be opened. There will be judgment. It's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. We will all stand before God's throne. But I believe there's a court, an ongoing court in heaven, even till this moment. And every day the courts are open for you to come boldly before the throne of grace and to state your case, to plead your cause of injustice. I want to ask you, what do you call injustice? Injustice is sin, sickness, disease, death, poverty. If it's not right in God's sight, if it's not right, if it's not righteousness, right in God's sight, then it's called injustice. And some of you are in this place tonight, and it's not right in God's sight. Sin, sickness, disease, death, poverty. There are things happening in your life, in your family, in your church, in your home, things happening in your body that have no place in heaven, and the devil has no authority. But yet you're in a place right now where you're saying, Todd, I'm in a spiritual battle. There's torment, there's demonic hindrance, there's demonic resistance, things that are standing against me, and I want the victory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's something about this promise in Daniel 7 tonight, verse 21. I was watching, and the same horn was waking war against the saints and prevailing against them. Listen, let's just call it what's against the anointing. Antichrist. Let's just talk about what's against the anointing. Antichrist. I'm not talking about what I believe about the end times. I'm not here to talk about some political power being raised up in the earth. Whatever you believe about 666, Mark of the Beast, that's not what we're talking about. Rapture, leave it or not, it doesn't matter. That's not what I'm here to talk about. That's another message. What I'm here to say is this, that there are times where the enemy, it seems like, listen to me now, it seems like the enemy is prevailing against you. But yet the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that we're more than conquerors.
Amen.
But have you ever felt like you weren't having the conquering? It shouldn't be this way. Defeated in your body, defeated in your spirit, defeated in your sons, defeated in your daughters, defeated in your home. You're saying, this isn't the way it should be. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But yet, it seems as if the devil is prevailing against me. My finances, my marriage, something in my life has got the realm of warfare over it. And this was happening against the church until, say until, the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. It can only go on until the Ancient of Days comes. And I saw the courts of heaven were open, and the Ancient of Days came and made judgment in favor of your situation. Where you came and you said, God, this injustice in my finances, this injustice in my body, this sickness, this injustice in my family and in my home, this addiction.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio. We'll be right back.